Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. To God in the Midst, Family of Broadcast, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mark McCoy is the senior pastor and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you this morning on here in St. Louis. It's a bright, shiny morning, and we can just continue to say, whether it's shiny or cloudy, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you.
Thank you
for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's do our scripture for today. We're going to read Psalm 95. And we'll all read it together. We won't be able to hear you, but go ahead and read it anyhow. Amen. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. He's the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on to magnify the Lord. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 in the King James Version. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together.
Okay.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord
at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. I'm just so blessed with the Lord, what he's doing with Pastor Mom, hallelujah, and her eyes this morning, glory to God. Amen. Amen. We went to the, she went to the eye doctor. We went to the eye doctor the other day, and they were saying some things about her eyesight. They said some good things. Her glasses prescription doesn't have to change. That's a good thing. There was no problem with her eyes with regards to diabetes. Hallelujah. We thank God. But they did say that there was some scar tissue in the back of her eye because she had cataract surgery, and that would possibly make her eyes not be able to focus on one line at a time and to kind of jump around. But it wasn't doing that this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we go to the doctor just to find out exactly how to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know how to pray about that scar tissue, and we're praying to see if the Lord would just want to heal it all by himself, which he can, because he is the healer, amen, or we'll have a procedure done, a laser procedure done. And so we're praying to see what direction the Lord wants to go. But I see this morning her eyes are getting better. She was leaving me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you even right now for Pastor Mom's eyes, that all the scar tissue is gone. Hallelujah. You zap it with the laser of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus and remove it, Lord, so she can read well in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise, Lord God, and the glory. Amen. Amen. So as we continue to magnify the Lord this morning, so blessed by so many of you who have taken on this challenge to find the names of God and his attributes and to write them down A to Z, and even some Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep on doing it. Keep on keeping on. Amen. And on the first Sunday, we'll be looking to hear that. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, you know, whatever you do, it's not going to be a waste of time to find those names of God and those attributes of the Lord, because we all need to know more about him. Hallelujah. And in Ephesians 1, it talks about when we know more about him, you know, we get more wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. By his spirit, the more we know about him. So anyway, you know, we have a song that's going to talk about the names of God. And this morning, we're going to hear that wonderful song called Waymaker, because he is the Waymaker. Amen.
worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. And they say, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
I can't.
Hallelujah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we know him as that and healer, she said, hallelujah. If we know him in that way, we expect him in that way to be the way maker, to be the promise keeper. And I just love that part where she says, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Hallelujah. Amen. He's working on that promise behind the scenes. Hallelujah. He made promises to us in his word and then to us even individually. And we can believe and we can rely and lean on him keeping his promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every name, every attribute that the Lord, that we look up and that we know about him, that's what we can expect from him. Hallelujah. Because, you know, when I think about promise keepers, I know a lot of people have broken their promise to me. And, hey, I've broken my promises to other people as well. But you know what? He never breaks a promise. He's a promise keeper. Hallelujah. And then, you know, as we get the word about the Lord and we meditate on it, open it up more and more. Because all of these things, we going to need to know. You and me. Hallelujah. And he's, you know, he's talking to me about this as well, how totally important this is in our life and in a life where things are changing all around us. Hallelujah. And in our lives, when we see that our government or people around us are saying one thing and the next thing, it changes. You know, the next time it turns around, it changes. And in this ever-changing world, we need to know that he's a way maker, a promise keeper, he's light in the darkness, and he's our healer. Hallelujah. Miracle worker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And while I'm talking, as we get ready to get to our declarations, there's so much I want to say today. So while it's still on my mind, I'm going to say it now. Praise God. We want to continue to lift up the McDowells in prayer. Those of you, you may have heard last week that Angelina went home to be with the Lord. Angelina McDowell, since she was 12 years old, she was diagnosed with cancer and has been going through cancer treatments for 6 years. And when she went home to be with the Lord, she was 18 years old. And we just, you know, keeping the family in prayer. We prayed with them all the way through. There was a group of us that we were, we actually started a prayer group in the morning or from Tuesday to Friday. And basically, she was the one that, because of what she was going through, and our parents were going through, that encouraged us to pray, you know, in those early mornings together. And we not only prayed for her, but we prayed for other people. And our list began to get very, very long. And so, you know, I think about that scripture that says that the Lord works all things together for good. You know, even as she was going through this illness, he worked it together for good that many people are being prayed for right now because we prayed for her. We were interceding for her. And also I think about, you know, what the song says, he's a miracle worker. The kind of cancer that she had, it was called neuroblastoma cancer. She should have been gone before the 6 years was out. And so we still find no fault in the Lord. And we still see that, yes, he kept telling us she's a walking miracle of the Lord. So she was a miracle to even stay as long as she did with that kind of diagnosis. And so, you know, we look to God. We look to the goodness of God and what God is doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Also, speaking of the goodness of God, The Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, we are celebrating 9 years. Hallelujah. 9 years. This is our 9th year anniversary. Hallelujah. So we praise God for these 9 years, and he had given us a charge to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God. And through those 9 years, he's told us how to do that because we didn't know quite how to do it. And so he's told us what to do, and he's given us more of what to do to continue to encourage, equip, and edify the people of God. Praise God. And through this medium, Get 'em Radio, through Get 'em Radio, he's able to do that not only locally, but virtually around the world. Hallelujah. And we found that we have people listening to this broadcast from the United Kingdom, from the Caribbean, and it's many places around the world. And we're just kind of surprised that people are listening. Amen. From all over. But God knows exactly what he's doing. So we're continuing to celebrate the goodness of God because it's only his goodness that has gotten us through, that got us started and is getting us through day by day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declarations now. Thank you, Lord. And more, I'm blessed by these declarations. If there's a sneeze that comes out, I think about these declarations that said, you know, I forbid any malfunction in my body and, you know, any disease or germ or sickness. Hallelujah. Well, we've declared some things. Amen. Now, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. And more, I just get so blessed over this. You know, we've been decreeing a thing. It's been established. Hallelujah. And God is shining his light upon our ways. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Praise God. And some people, I'm sure it's nobody on this line, but some people don't pray out loud. You know, I read a survey, not a survey, but a Barna research that said that some people only pray out loud maybe once a month or something like that. So if you're here on Get 'em Radio Family of Broadcast, East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we're making these declarations. And when we do them, it would behoove you to say them out loud and around you and also the atmosphere inside you and really establish some things as you declare it out of your mouth. So repeat after me, no weapon.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water.
And that's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1 in verse 3. Continue to repeat,
Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body. Every disease,
germ,
and every virus.
Every allergy,
and every allergic reaction, that touches my body,
dies
instantly.
Instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ and every tissue
of my body
functions.
In the perfection
that God created it
to function.
I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
And the scriptures are Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Amen. So I'm going to read some more, but just, you know, remember this. I forbid any sickness or disease to be upon my body. If, you know, I used to, there's some kind of medicine. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It was made by, this teacher came up with it, and probably some of you know what it is. Text me if you know the name of it. But people would take this, and they still do, at any sign of any cold symptoms, to take this this medicine, and it would help. It's a lot of vitamins in it and everything. And I used to take it. Oh, man, I used to take it so much. But it had a side effect in my body. It revved up my immune system. And my immune system does not want to be revved up. And it went into over revved up. And so I had to stop taking it. But these declarations have no side effects. Glory to God. And you can say it as many times as you want to. Hallelujah. Amen. And it'll always do well. Repeat after me. Great is the peace.
Great is the peace.
Of my children.
Of my children.
And children's children.
And children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord. Isaiah 54:13. Continue to repeat. I have no lack.
For my God.
Meets all my needs.
According
to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus.
That's Philippians 4:19. Continue to repeat. The Spirit of truth.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
All things.
And he guides me.
Into all truth.
Therefore.
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge. Of every situation.
And every circumstance.
That I come up against.
And I ask
for the wisdom of God. That's John 16:13 and James 1:5. Now I gotta stop and tell you about that. That how the Spirit of the truth comes upon us and teaches us all things and guides us in every situation, gives us perfect knowledge. Well, something was happening with Pastor Mom. And she was a red bruise on her foot, on the side of her foot by her big toe. And I'm looking at that bruise, and at first I had some triple antibiotic cream, and I put that on it. And that seemed to take the redness out because, you know, redness is like trying to be an infection or something. And so I did that. And then the next day or next couple of days, it was red again. And I was, you know, about to take her to the foot doctor and everything, trying to figure out what was going on. And suddenly the Lord gave me a revelation. He said, look in her shoes. And she wears moccasins, and they're very soft on the inside. And he said, look in the shoes. And so I put my hand in the shoes. I'm feeling around for some hard spot in the shoe because it was a new shoe. Let me say it like that. It was a new moccasin. And don't you know it was paper in there? And the paper was rubbing up against her foot and causing it to be red. I had no clue about that, but the Lord gives us perfect knowledge of situation and every circumstance. You know, the paper that they put in shoes to keep them puffed up, you know, and looking good. And I'm sure we ordered them online. And so, you know, and then he said, now look in the other shoe. And I looked in the other shoe, and there was a smaller piece of paper, but there was no, on that foot, there was no damage or a rubbing on that foot. So, you know what? These declarations are awesome. And when I began to think about it, I said, oh, Lord, thank you. You said, you know, as we made that declaration, this happened. So praise God. We're going to read a few more declarations, two more, and then we'll go on. Repeat after me, the peace of God.
The peace of God.
That transcends. All understanding.
All understanding.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus. I think on things.
That are true.
Noble.
Right.
Pure.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent.
And praiseworthy. Amen. That's from Philippians 4, verses 7 through 8. And by the way, if anyone has any testimonies where you can see these declarations being established and standing in your life, amen, let us know about that. You know, we want to share it. I know he's just not blessing me and Pastor Mom and doing this with us. I know that God is doing something in you as you declare, as you make these declarations. And the last one is, repeat after me, God is on my side. God is with me now. Who can be against me?
He has given me.
Everything.
I need.
For life.
And godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine
nature of love.
Amen. Pastor Mom, you stand there like you feeling it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Romans 8:31 and 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10 and 2 Peter 1 verses 3 through 4. Amen. That's our declarations. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise God. Praise God. And we thank God for what he's doing through these declarations. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go into some praise and worship here. Amen. Bless you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We know in the name of Jesus that we forbid any sickness or disease to come upon your body. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's hear some praise and worship. We're going to hear a song with our friend, Minister Joy Bryant, Most High God. Amen.
God has only living God.
God. Hallelujah. True and living God. Amen. She gave us some more names and attributes of the Lord as we praise him and worship him today. Amen. Let's go on to our prayer for finance. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, I mean, we're doing it the way that the Lord told us to do it. And we have seen just so many great things that God has done through this prayer for finance. Hallelujah. He's taken care of some things for us because we're in agreement with his word. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them
for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement.
As to how
it's to be
dispersed.
I pray that I will learn
to live free
of burdensome debt.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
I pray that I will find
it easy
to give to you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word.
Give me wisdom to handle money wisely.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it
so that what I have
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances
but will seek
your kingdom first
knowing
that as I do
I will have all
I need
according to Luke
12
verse 31.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And I want to continue to encourage you all to give testimonies on what God is doing. I was just thinking of just recently, around the first of the year, we had plane tickets, and we were going to go to Texas, and it was the beginning of this year. And things changed, and so we didn't use the ticket. We didn't go on the trip. And so I'm trying to think, was that this year? I think it was the beginning of this year. And so they said, well, okay, if you're not going on it now, then we'll give you until such and such a time to be able to use that ticket. And if you don't use it then, you know, you're probably going to lose it. And so I had gone past that time. I had forgotten about it and gone past that time and was reminded to call them up. And I was thinking, went past the time. I'm just going to leave it alone. Well, I was led to just call the airline and talk to them. And so I called them. And when I talked to them, they said, well, the money you paid for the ticket, we can't continue to let it go on, but we'll give you, I think it was about a third of it. You know, you still have a third of that money, so if you fly by such and such a time, you can still have that. And I thought that was a blessing. Amen. I thought it was a blessing because, I mean, they could have just said, you missed the time because I had missed it. I had missed it by about 3 days or something when that was supposed to expire. So God is blessing in so many different ways. And I like the fact that he wouldn't allow me to just leave it because he had a blessing there. And so I think I know that was a word for me, and maybe that's a word for you as well. Even if it looks like it has expired, still go back as the Lord leads you, because there may be money that's waiting on you, hallelujah, that won't be lost, stolen, hallelujah, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Amen, amen. He didn't even want to waste that money that I had spent for that flight. Amen. So now there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESL St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're here in the building at the Heritage House, we are behind door number 2E, praise God. And if you'd like to mail it, you can make your checks payable to ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to pray right now for those who have, some have already sent checks in the mail, and we put them in for the offering for today. Glory to God. Amen. And some are you doing your Cash App right now. Glory to God. Are writing your check out. So we're going to pray over all of the tithes and the offerings. Lord, Father, we bless you. We honor you. We absolutely love you, Lord God. We thank you for an opportunity to give, and that as we give to you, it's not a subtraction to us in any way. Hallelujah. Your word says that just test you on this, try you on this, to give 10% of whatever we get in, and that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, that overflow blessings, there would be so much, it would be too much for us to receive. We have to give it to others. We have to bless others as well with that overflow. Hallelujah. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're trying to get something to us. You're trying to get the enemy to stop messing with our money. In the name of Jesus, and take the holes out of our pockets. We thank you for that, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God, for the abundance that we get from giving by faith according to your word. And then we thank you, Lord, for those who are giving offerings today. You said, give and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So there's a bunch of people that's waiting to give to us, to give an overflow to us. We're just waiting on, you're just waiting to release them once we give. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And there you said you give us a thousandfold blessing and make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. And bless us as you have promised us, because you are the promise keeper. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I was just thinking about, I met this man this week, and God opened up an opportunity to talk, and we were talking, and he was saying to me why he does not go to church anymore. He used to be with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and then he left them, and he's not really doing anything. But he does know that there is a higher power. So I said, okay, we got something to work with here. And so we began to talk, and the conversation is not over yet. I continue to keep him in prayer. He was saying the reason why he left the church was because of money. and that the preachers always ask for money. And then they have big cars, and they have big houses, and they have airplanes. And so we had quite a conversation, and he was working while I was talking to him. And so we had to end that conversation early, but we plan to speak again. And in the meantime, we'll be praying for him because, you know, when we don't give, it leaves us out of what God has really, the Holy Ghost, to give us that revelation. It really does. It takes the Spirit of the true and living God to give us a revelation that looks like when, because we think of when we cut a piece of pie, that piece of pie is gone, but it's not like that. It's with the Lord, you cut off and you give a piece of pie, and you may get a bakery. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So now we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. Pastor Mom is bringing the Word today. We're going to stop for one more moment and play one more song, and then we're going to introduce Pastor Mom and what she's doing today. Amen. So this song is, I guess I'm thinking about our friend Joy Bryant today. It's another song by her. It's called Your Will. And I like this because it reminds me of Mom's favorite song that she loves to sing about that she's willing to do God's will. Praise God.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. And I want to live according to
your will,
cause I gotta have your blessings in
my life.
I'm presenting my body for
your will,
cause I want to have your glory. King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
My body for
your
will.
Hallelujah. That's Pastor Mom's testimony in a different way. Hallelujah. Probably it's mine too and yours, mostly probably yours too. Amen. Amen. So this morning, Pastor Mom, the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, hallelujah, is, you know how she feels about the word, that the word speaks for itself. And Psalm 119 and verse 11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." So Pastor Mom, over these 89 beautiful years, has hidden the word in her heart. Hallelujah. And now what she's going to do is share the word that she has hidden in her heart from memory. Amen. Hallelujah. She's going to start with Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we
forgive
those
who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power and glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then Psalm 23, the entire Psalm 23. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
He leadeth
me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff to comfort me. I prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou
anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 27, the first verse of Psalm 27, the Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom
shall I fear?
The Lord
is my
is the strength
of my life.
Whom shall I be
afraid?
Amen. Amen. That was 7 in verse 1. And amen. And now we're going to go to Psalm 103 and verse 1. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen. John 14, 6. Jesus says, I am
the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Amen. And then Psalm 118, verse 24. This is
the day that the Lord has made. Let us be
rejoice
in him.
And be glad
in him.
Amen. Amen. We're going to save your favorite one for the last one. Let's do John 3:16. For God so loved
the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him
shall not perish. But have
an everlasting life.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been hiding the word in your heart, Amen. Let's do your Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust
in the Lord with all your heart.
And lean not
to your own understanding.
In all our ways.
Acknowledge him.
And he shall.
Direct your path.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Is that a wonderful thing? Thank you, Jesus. We just thank the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. For Pastor Mom, amen, hiding the word in her heart. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know that there are some times where you'll just be laying in the bed and just start saying the scriptures.
Yes.
Amen. The ones that you know,
mm-hmm.
that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It gives you peace, huh?
Yes.
Amen. Anything else you want to say about all these scriptures that you know from memory?
Well, sometimes I forget, but when it starts going, I get.
Amen. Hallelujah. When you hear just a few words, then it comes back to you, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise God for that. We praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I see, Pastor Price, I see you press your number one key. We're going to say the prayer of salvation first, and then we'll open up the line. So if anyone has any comments, questions, or any prayer requests, you want to encourage the woman of God, Pastor Mom, hallelujah, press your number one key. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so blessed at the ripe young age of 89. That word that she hid in her heart so many years ago is still there. Glory to God. I can recall a friend of mine had brain surgery, and I started a scripture, and she finished it, and I said, okay, you all right. Hallelujah. Amen. So press your number one key if you'd like to encourage Pastor Mom. You have any questions, any prayer requests. Praise the Lord. But right now, Pastor Mom has already said John 3:16. Let's say that together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. That's a good word to hide in your heart. Hallelujah, to know that God loves us so much, not just a little bit, but he so loves us. Hallelujah. And he wants us, to have everlasting life by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he tells us how to be saved in Romans 10:9. And say this with me, if you know it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And so confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe the Bible, choosing to believe that Jesus is who the Bible says that he is. And you have to choose by faith, because none of us was here and none of us saw him. So this is a faith thing right here. To believe, you believe by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And so and I'm going to pray a prayer, and you repeat this prayer after me. If you're not sure that you're born again, repeat this prayer. If you know that you're born again, because you only have to pray it one time, you can repeat this prayer so that you can practice, so that when somebody in your family, one of your friends, someone around you wants to know how to be saved, you can say, oh, yeah, I know what you need to do. And I know that God so loves you, and what he would have for you to do is to pray this prayer after me, and they will be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
From the dead.
Forgive me. Of all my sins.
Come into my
heart.
Come into my
life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And I know. I'm saved.
I'm
born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. You said that prayer with all your heart. You're saved.
Amen.
And heaven is your home. And when you leave this earth, you are going straight to heaven, absent from the body and present with the Lord. And we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to invite you to come home every week. Amen. Come to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. The same phone number, 516-418-5699. And then to even be a part of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we have on Sunday, we have church service, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have a Bible teaching, so you can learn more about the Word of God. On Mondays, we have Lunch with Lorraine, same phone number, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, you can learn more even about prayer, and you can pray with us. We pray in tongues on Tuesday. Even if you don't pray in tongues yet, and you come and listen, there are ones who were not praying in tongues when they started, and now they're praying in tongues. We're not getting interpretations, and now they are. Glory to God. So just come with us, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday, and you can pray with us. On the second Wednesday of every month, we have a healing service called Prophetic Healing. And if you're in need of healing, you can come here and be healed. Same phone number, second Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we have, it's basically, well, we call it our Thursday edition, and it's a Christian talk show. It's also, this week, we're celebrating our anniversary on Thursday, so we have some good preachers coming on every Thursday night in the month of November from 9 p.m. Central, and starting at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can hear some good preaching. This Thursday night, we have Minister Lenny Yarbrough, who's also a professional musician, and he'll be playing something for us. And a book just came out that he wrote, and he's going to bring the word. So we're looking forward to hearing from Minister Lenny on this Thursday. Praise God. And once again, on Sunday, next Sunday, we'll be back here with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And yours truly, will be speaking on next Sunday for the next two Sundays. And the topic is the art of giving thanks. Praise God. I'm into the art. Hallelujah. We have the art of receiving, now the art of giving thanks. Hallelujah. And I think it's a sequel to the art of receiving, or maybe it's a prequel. Hallelujah. Maybe it's both. Glory to God. When you're thankful, you receive, and when you receive, you're thankful. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And so we encourage you to join us and to be a part of this ministry. It's a learning, it's a teaching, it's a growing ministry. Amen, hallelujah. And we also pray for the Holy Spirit, that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and have power to live right, power to walk right. hallelujah, and power to even know more about who your Lord and Savior is. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And now we're going to open the line. We see Pastor Price. You've pressed your number one key. I'm just going to do a quick shout out before I'm opening the line for Pastor Price. Quick shout out to Minister Fay. Always good to see you. I'm calling you Minister Fay. It just came out of my mouth. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, good to see you all this morning. Minister Carrie, God bless you. Hallelujah. Sister Joanne, amen, a dynamic minister of the Lord. Good to see you this morning. And Minister Mary, praise God. Amen. We thank God for all of you being with us this morning. We're going to go ahead and open the line for Pastor Price. And we see you, Sister Fay or Minister Fay, we see you on the line. You're next. Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, God bless you all today, this afternoon. God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, I just thank God for the word that's flowing through you and has done so all of our lives as we know it. I thank God for you this morning, this afternoon. Thank God for the word that God spoke through you. And I'm just encouraged and thanking God for you. God bless you. You let the word speak for itself. So I love you this day, Mom, and thank God for you. You did a great job today. God bless you, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. We are encouraged. Amen. And Pastor Mom, you know, even at the wonderful, ripe young age that she is, wants to continue to participate, you know, and bring the word. Amen. And God showed us how she can do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sister Fay, welcome.
Okay. Good. Thank you. And good morning to everyone. I did something yesterday. I picked up the phone, and I really didn't know who it was, and they told me they were calling about my internet. And so I listened to them, and they wanted to send someone out to my house to fix something. So I asked them, I said, well, what time should I expect them? They said, well, he'll call before he comes. And I said, okay. But it didn't rest good in my spirit. And so I called Comcast to see if it was a legal call. And they didn't know anything about the call.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
I just want people to know to be very careful. If you don't know who's on the phone, don't even bother to pick it up. Because there's a lot of scams out there these days, and that could have been a very dangerous thing.
Amen.
But I did call Comcast, and they had no knowledge of that call or where it was coming from or anything.
Wow.
And the second thing that I'm asking for is prayer for my daughter, Alicia, because she's seeking a job, a managerial job on her job. She works for the airlines. And she's been there a good little bit, and so she's trying to get a promotion. So I appreciate it if you could put pray for her.
Amen. Okay, Alicia. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Now, I would say, I was thinking, as you were saying about the internet,
uh-huh.
I was thinking about that declaration that we made, the spirit of truth comes to me, teaches me all things, and guides me into all
uh-huh.
truth. And God just gave discernment to say, okay, something is not right with this, and then gave you the wisdom to call and look it up
mm-hmm.
to know not to allow these people to come into your home. I thank
mm-hmm.
God for that. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We do have to have that kind of discernment. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah,
amen. And now
feeling that something's not right.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure does. He'll let you know
mm-hmm.
what
mm-hmm.
is not right. Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Thank you.
And we'll pray for Alicia. Father,
okay.
In the name of Jesus,
she's a Christian.
We thank you for us. Huh?
She's a Christian.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
She's saved. She's saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. So, Lord God, we thank you for your favor upon Alicia right now. Favor
thank you,
with you and favor with man in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you that you open doors that no man can shut. You shut doors that no man can
mm-hmm.
open.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, Lord, for opening just the right doors at just the right time. And then your word says that promotion does not come from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but promotion comes from you. We thank you for that promotion, Lord God, for her, for your promotion, Jesus' name. And then you said that your gift will make room for you. And we thank you. We know that we don't know Alicia in the natural, but we know that you have gifted Alicia. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord God, that every good and perfect gift that you've given to Alicia makes room for her. Hallelujah. She'll be at the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. And she'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise for this promotion. And for, hallelujah, for this opening that you have made for her. And we give you glory for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, you'll have to let us know when she gets that promotion.
I will.
Glory to God.
I will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. Praise God.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Amen. Oh, I wanted to ask you something. Where in the country do you live?
I'm in Indiana, in Brownsburg,
oh, okay.
Indiana. It's just
okay.
a little ways from Indianapolis.
Okay. Amen. I was just thinking, I did not know. Okay.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Minister Carrie, we see you. Hallelujah. Shout out to Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie. Good to see you on. We're taking prayer requests and questions and comments right now, Sister Debbie. Welcome, Minister Carrie.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and everyone in their places. I want to encourage Pastor Mom. It is such a blessing, you know, when Pastor Mom get on and she really shares the word of God. You know, he said he would put it in us and it would just pour out and it just pours out of her. And it's so encouraging, you know, because he said he would keep us in our older years and how he's kept her. Kept her in the word and just giving the word to the younger. It's like a foundation building up, standing up on, you know, what she's done and how she's ministered to a family. And you can hear it pouring out each one of you all of what she's done, you know, as a pastor, as a mother, as a nurturer. And so I just thank the Lord for Pastor Mom. And I just bless her, you know, in her older years, you know, it's such a blessing. And I just praise God for it.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And you know what, Minister Carrie, there are times where, you know, Pastor Mom may begin to pray, even praying over her food. And sometimes the words don't come to her as fast as they used to come. But I'm telling you, when it comes to scripture, when it comes to scripture from the word of God, that comes right out of her. And so, amen. Thank you. Thank you for that encouragement. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. So thank you all for being here today. You know, when Pastor Mom speaks, she don't take long. Praise God. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out. And once again, thank you all for coming. I want to say one more thing about Angelina. You know, and I said earlier that she passed away. God went on and brought her home. And I was trying to think, her service is going to be this Wednesday. And in fact, I've just been blessed to be asked to preside over the service on this Wednesday. And I was just, it just really just blessed me that I was asked to do that. I know that that's a very special thing to do, is to preside over a service. You know, her father is a pastor, and he's been here with us, you know, so many times at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And so for them to be on, to ask me to preside was just a beautiful thing. I do believe that her father is actually going to do the eulogy on that day. And here it is. It's the service is going to be this Wednesday, November the 17th. The wake starts at 9 a.m. and the service starts at 10 a.m. And that's at, I hope I say this name right, Bacom's Funeral Home, Bacom, at 9480 Lewis and Clark Boulevard, and that's in Jennings, Missouri, 63136. Say the address again, 9480 Lewis and Clark Boulevard, Jennings, Missouri, 63136. Amen. So that's this Wednesday, November the 17th. The wake is at 9, or visitation, 9 a.m., and the service is at 10 a.m. Praise God. So if you're able to come, the Lord leads you to come in any way, you know, please feel free to do that. And the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we will bless the family. If you're led to be a part of that blessing, and some of you already have said that you want to be a part of that, let us know. Amen. And we will make sure that they're blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. So that's all that we wanted to say today. Glory to God. Pastor Mom is going to close us out with a word of prayer. Oh, you want to make any comments before you?
Well, I'm really excited. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, that's being in for the service of the Lord.
Amen.
So now,
may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch between me and thee, for we ask from one for another. Amen. Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. I pray that you all have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church.